cleaner septic system.
And good morning, America. Welcome, friends, to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network and affiliates around the country. I am your nutritional pharmacist for the hour, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for being here. This is your nutritional supplement show where we clear up the wide world of confusion around nutritional supplementation. I am a nutritional pharmacist, which simply means that I practice the art of using nutritional supplementation and dietary strategies instead of dispensing toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Never did like toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Never will like toxic pharmaceutical drugs. It just doesn't make sense to use toxicity to heal the body, and that's why I practice nutritional pharmacy. If you've got questions about nutritional supplementation, if you've got questions about your prescription drugs, or if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you've got health challenges you'd like us to address, we're here to help you out at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you've got questions about the longevity line of supplements, you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470, or you can check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, or website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link on the upper right-hand corner, and we'll be glad to send you some information about the longevity products, and you can help join me in my mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation for good health and longevity. I'm joined today, as I always am, by my co-host and good friend and colleague, the funny and wise Douglas Winfrey. Hello there, Doug.
Good morning. Great to be with you again.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate all our listeners being here. I want you all to know that I do this program because I am a pharmacist, registered pharmacist, Colorado license number 12275, and one of the things we pharmacists are privy to is the abject stupidity of the modern medical model, this idea of poisoning the body, which is based on this crazy, anachronistic, old, outdated science based on medieval and 17th and 18th and 19th century understandings, is a flat-out failure. When you factor in infant mortality, folks, human beings are pretty much just as sick as we've ever been, although these days we clearly know a lot more about the body. Look, first of all, if you're taking a prescription drug and or participating in mass-marketed foods, foods that come in boxes or styrofoam or have big advertising campaigns and are made by the big food giants, you are putting your health at risk big time. The decision to add nutritional supplements to a nutrient-dense diet, a simple nutrient-dense diet that contains foods made with love, preferably motherly love, is a decision that you make for freedom. Freedom from doctors, freedom from drugs, freedom from surgeries, and freedom for feeling good and strong and vital. If you suspect that you can be feeling better and that the doctors don't have the answers and that the drugs are more of a problem than a solution, then this is a message for you. This is a message you need to hear. The human body runs on nutrition, it runs on vitamins, it runs on minerals, it runs on antioxidants. Vitamins, in particular, are called coenzymes. That simply means they assist enzymes. You see, nothing in the body happens without enzymes. Enzymes are biology's catalysts. They're the spark that lights the chemical fire in the body. You can think of vitamins as the flint that initiates the spark that starts the entire chemical engineery of the body. Vitamins are required for enzymes to work, and without enzymes, there is no life. That's why vitamins are said to be essential nutrients. Whenever you hear the word essential, folks, in terms of nutrition, that means you're dead without it. An essential nutrient is a nutrient that you need to live. That means vitamins are required for life. The word vitamin actually means the amines of life. Amines are a type of chemical. Vita means life. So an essential nutrient is a nutrient without which you are dead. Now, when it comes to vitamins, there's two kinds of vitamins. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about the water-soluble vitamins. Water-soluble vitamins are, as the name describes, they dissolve in water. The body is mostly water, and it's always exchanging water with the environment. That's what drinking water is and eliminating water. When you drink and you eliminate, you're exchanging water with the environment. The water part of the body is in constant movement, constant flux, and this gives the water-soluble vitamins a certain characteristic. The water-soluble vitamins are the B complex and vitamin C, and you need lots and lots and lots of these. They're multifunctional. They perform many different functions in the body, and most importantly, they are non-toxic. Vitamin C is one of the most important substances in the body. It's a protector, it's a detoxifier, and it's intimately involved in building the body's mechanical components, the bone and the connective tissue. The disease caused by vitamin C deficiency is called scurvy, and that is a connective tissue disease. The connective tissue breaks down, and we literally dissolve into a puddle. It's one of the most horrible diseases there are. The B complex of vitamins are important for energy production and for making things. They help reassemble and assemble big molecules. Remember, the body is a chemical factory. It's constantly making things. And the B vitamins pull parts off of chemicals and stick them on other parts and create new chemicals. One of the B vitamins, choline, is involved in disassembling fat molecules and helping them move around the body. Fat molecules require lots of work for transportation. Unlike water molecules, which can just flow around because they're watery, fat molecules require a lot of work. Not only for transportation, but also for absorption. And one of the ways fats get transported is through the use of choline. And in particular, a special kind of choline, which is called lecithin. That's right, lecithin. You probably heard of it. Lecithin is basically a generic term for a compound that contains choline substances, among other things, and it's involved in helping the body digest fats, digest and absorb fats. There's two points here I want to make. Number one, the B vitamin choline is important for the absorption of fats and fatty vitamins, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. The fatty vitamins are D, E, A, and K. You just remember the acronym DEEK, D-E-A and K. And these fatty vitamins, as well as essential fats, are very tricky to absorb, and anything we can do to improve the absorption of fats is something we should all be doing, especially if you've had your gallbladder removed, especially if you have a liver problem, and especially if you've had your female organs removed, because the female reproductive system is very important for fats. Ladies, do not let doctors take your female organs. And that includes the breasts, by the way. The female reproductive organs are critical for the absorption of fats. And any woman who has had a hysterectomy will tell you that they immediately suffer from fat absorption problems. So if you've had a hysterectomy, you've had a gallbladder removed, you have liver disease, and by the way, we all have liver issues, then you're going to want to make sure that you're working on fat absorption. The second point I want to make is about lecithin. Lecithin is not something you hear about, but it's one of the most important substances made by the body. Lecithin is really a mixture that contains a whole bunch of different compounds, including choline, and one of the things lecithin does is it helps the body dissolve and carry fats. We make lecithin in the liver. It's released along with bile to help the body process fats and fatty vitamins. And one of the most important benefits of lecithin and choline is it assists in fat burning in the liver. Remember, fatty liver disease is becoming a serious health issue. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD. You're going to hear more and more about it in the coming months and years. And one of the best things you could do to improve liver function, to improve fat burning in the liver, is to supplement with choline and lecithin. Make sure you're getting the B complex. Choline is part of the B complex. Remember, many people have issues with fat absorption, especially if you've had any of these organs removed, the gallbladder, hysterectomy. If you bloat or you feel nauseous after eating fats, that's an important sign. If you have milia, which are tiny little pimples that are very hard and that sometimes have a white center, that could be a sign that you're not absorbing fats as well. Dry skin is also a sign that you're not absorbing fats. And of course, if you have any liver issues, that's a key sign, and that's a key reason to take lecithin and the B vitamins, especially choline. And of course, it's important to make sure that you're getting all of your basic nutrients too. We talk a lot about essential fatty acids on this program. I don't want to talk about that necessarily now, but what I do want to talk about are the fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. Unlike the water-soluble vitamins, the fatty vitamins are very tricky to work with. The water-soluble vitamins, the B complex and C, you should be saturating your tissues with that stuff, drinking B complex solutions, drinking vitamin C solutions as much as possible. That's one of the reasons I like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine so well. It's loaded with the B complex and vitamin C, and you can drink it down and saturate your tissues with it. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll continue our discussion on the four fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K, and take your phone calls as well at 866 585 888-282-9933. Check out my blog, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link on the upper right-hand corner. We'll be back right after this break on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Doug Winfrey. We're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you want to chat with us today, if you've got questions about your prescription drugs or the Youngevity products, our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper right-hand corner, and we'll get you some information. We're talking about when we're talking about the fatty system of the body, just like there's a water-soluble group of water-soluble vitamins and a group of fat-soluble vitamins, the body can be divided that way as well into a watery portion and a fatty portion. Probably most of you have heard that the body is 60 to 70% water. Well, that means the rest of it, the non-water part, the 30 to 40%, is a fatty portion, and that's the tricky part to work with. And I'm not just talking about body fat. I'm talking about an entire fatty section of the body. When we think of the word fat, we think of body fat, but fat is much more than just body fat. One of the most important classes of fat in the body are the fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. And there's a couple things that stand out about the fatty vitamins. One of the most important things about the fatty vitamins, especially vitamins D and vitamins A, is that they are stored. So you can skip days with your fatty vitamin supplementation. Also, the fatty vitamins, unlike the water-soluble vitamins, can be toxic if you take too much. Not talking about toxic like a drug is toxic. I'm not talking about toxic like a poison is toxic. I'm talking about you can take too much and suffer from some too much vitamin symptoms. Not a problem. You just stop taking your vitamin D and stop taking your vitamin A, and you go back to normal. So it's not deadly toxic, but you can take too much, and you want to pay a little bit more attention to how you take your fat-soluble vitamins than your water-soluble vitamins. Your water-soluble ones, the B-complex and C, folks, just drink them up all day long. Saturate your tissues with vitamin C and the B-complex. They're multifunctional. They have important roles to play in every system of the body. The fatty vitamins are a little bit more targeted. Vitamin D and A are not even technically vitamins. You know that? Doug, did you know vitamin D and A are technically not even vitamins?
Aren't they hormones?
That's exactly right. They're classified as hormones because they're not coenzymes. Remember I was saying how vitamins work as coenzymes. They help enzymes work. Well, vitamin D and A, they don't work that way. They are so powerful, they actually work as hormones, which means they're specific receptor sites, specific spaces where these vitamins sit inside cells. So, folks, you've got to make sure you're getting your fatty vitamins for several reasons. Number one, if you have any kind of problem absorbing fats, you're going to have a problem absorbing the fatty vitamins. And number two, these nutrients, vitamins D, E, A, and K, have unbelievable importance for the body. In the skincare business, which I've been in for the last 25 or 30 years, we know that vitamin A is the single most important vitamin you can take for your skin. In fact, vitamin A is so important for your skin that it's actually a prescription drug used for the skin, for wrinkles, Retin A. You've all heard of it. Retin A is just vitamin A cream, and it's used to treat wrinkles. Vitamin A is actually used to treat cancer. It's a chemotherapy drug, too. That's how powerful vitamin A is. Ladies, if you're interested in helping yourself have beautiful skin, you want to make sure you don't have wrinkles. You want to make sure that you're protected from the sun. One of the best supplements you can take is vitamin A. Vitamin A is also very important for acne. You know, there's a drug that people take for acne that is actually a poison version of vitamin A. It's a drug company version of vitamin A, and it works by poisoning this hormone, this vitamin A hormone system. What's that drug called? Accutane. And have you seen all the commercials for class action lawsuits for people who've taken Accutane? Have you read the warnings on Accutane? Don't get pregnant. If you take Accutane, you may end up thinking about killing yourself. No lie. That's really what the warnings on Accutane say. Increases suicidal ideation. That's because when you start to poison such a vital system in the body, the vitamin A system in the body, you're playing with fire. We'll talk about these four vitamins in the coming days a little bit more with a little bit more depth. But I want to talk about this study that you sent me, or this article you sent me, Douglas, about gluten, because it really piqued my interest and made me think of a couple things. Why don't you read it for the folks?
Well, I got this off ABC, but I saw it in a couple other places as well. And what they're talking about is this new kind of trend, as they're calling it, of a gluten-free diet. Myself, I've been on it going on close to 2 years now. And I was never actually diagnosed with celiac disease, but I had all the earmarks for it. So I decided to try the diet and did have quite a bit of success. And what the article's centering around is how the, you know, in our capitalistic society, the market bears. So now that you've got nearly 10% of people buying these foods that are gluten-free, that is now making that market really start to drive. They say that last year Americans spent $2.64 billion on foods and beverages without gluten, and that was up from $210 million just in 2001. They also say that the number of packaged foods and beverages that are gluten-free packaged with claims on their packaging grew from about 1,000 products at the end of 06 to 2,600 by the end of last year. They go on to say that Wrigley Field actually has a gluten-free hot dog bun and gluten-free beer. They say some churches are even going to gluten-free or very low-gluten altar bread for communion right. trays. So it's just another example of how the market kind of responds when there's a need or whenever they see an opportunity. And I think a lot of what's going on is sort of like you and I have talked about this before, about that now you're seeing things with the gluten-free label on the packaging. And some of these products never had gluten to start with. So it's sort of like the low-fat or the low-trans fats, the
right.
low-sodium.
Low-fat lollipops.
Yeah, it's just they're jumping on the bandwagon. And I don't like to see the fact that they're labeling this a trend or they're comparing it to the low-carb diet of last decade. Because in reality, for people that do have gluten intolerance issues, this could be a life or death, type of a situation in the long run.
Well, even more significantly, it distracts people from the real problem, which is not gluten. There are other proteins in grains that are problematic. It's the entire grain complex that people need to be concerned about, not just gluten. Grains are very difficult for the body to process. There's a really cool article on the internet written by Jared Diamond, who wrote that book, Guns, Germs, and Steel. He's a very, very famous historian, and he practices archaeological history, where he checks out how we used to live and the artifacts that point to how we used to live hundreds, thousands of years ago. And he wrote, this paper he wrote is titled, Why Agriculture is the Worst Mistake in Human History. And what he points out is that grains are very difficult for humans to process. Human beings were not built to eat a lot of grains. Our digestive systems are not designed to eat a lot of grains. Yet we have been convinced somehow that because there are some good things in grains, and indeed there are some wonderful nutrients in grains, that grains are somehow health foods. They are not health foods. They're difficult for the body to process above and beyond the gluten that's found in grains. And many people will find that even when they're eating gluten-free, their digestive problems don't go away, because there's other things in grains that are a problem. Gluten is just one of the proteins that's difficult to digest. If you find yourself eating gluten-free, but your digestive symptoms aren't going away, there's a good possibility that you're having problems with other substances that are not gluten. What gets me and what makes me so angry about these articles and all this information that's coming out about gluten is that leads people to believe that if they avoid gluten, that they're going to be fine. It's not true. There's other proteins in grains that you have to be concerned about. And folks, the less grains you eat, the better off you probably are. There's a really cool book out called Life Without Grains. It talks all about this. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, your nutritional pharmacist. We're talking about, we started off the program talking about fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. In the coming days, we will talk more about the fatty vitamins. Vitamin A is your most important skin vitamin. If you have dry skin, chances are you're missing some fats, folks. And let me tell you something. One of the silliest myths in all of skincare is this idea that if you have dry skin, you should drink more water. I want to know one person who's cured their dry skin by drinking more water. I've yet to see it happen. However, I know lots of people who've taken care of dry skin by correcting fat problems. That is digestion of fats and intake of fats. And the fatty vitamin, vitamin A, is very, very important for treating dry skin. Accutane, which poisons the vitamin A system of the body, is notorious for causing dryness. Dryness of the throat, dryness of the skin. People who are on Accutane sometimes have problems with dry eyes. So vitamin A is one of the most important things you could do if you have dry skin. And then, of course, fixing fat absorption problems is also important. We talked a little bit about gluten. And I want everybody to understand that it's not just gluten that is the problem in grains. There are all kinds of problems people have with digesting grains above and beyond gluten. And by the way, gluten is injected into strawberries, gluten is injected into blueberries, gluten is injected into hot dogs, because gluten absorbs water, and any time a strawberry manufacturer, a strawberry farmer, wants to make his strawberries nice and plump, he can put gluten in there, and the gluten will absorb water. So if you have a problem with gluten, you got to watch out for all kinds of foods, and keep in mind, it's not just gluten that's the problem in the grains. And I also want to talk a little bit about this second article that you sent, Doug. Charles, Stephen, Linda, hang on there. We'll get right to you. Real quickly, Douglas, eating less salt doesn't cut heart risks. Study finds. Surprise, surprise, huh?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting because, you know, we've had it been hammered on like maybe the last 30 years that salt's bad, stay away from salt,
right.
Stay out of the sun, run away from salt.
Right,
I find
right,
it interesting that more and more things that we've been told for years we should avoid,
myths.
Like salt, caffeine, and all
myths.
Kinds of things, are now finding, well, maybe it's not quite so bad. But
medical
this was
mythology.
Actually a European study that was done at the University of Belgium, and they found that the lower salt intake in the general population did not relate to a higher risk for heart attacks.
Well, that comes as no surprise to me, folks. You want to be using salt, but you know what? Stay away from the cheapo salt. Get yourself some sea salt, because not only will you get the great taste of salt, and personally I think sea salt tastes much better than regular salt, but you also get other minerals, and you can also use Himalayan salt too, not just sea salt. There's this Himalayan salt that comes from the salt mines in the mountains, and that might even be better given the toxicity of the ocean. But don't be afraid to salt your foods. If you find yourself craving salt where you just can't get enough salt, that can be a sign that you're having some mineral problems. And whenever you have mineral problems, you want to think about that triangle of disease, specifically the adrenal gland. Salt cravings can be a sign that your body is suffering from some adrenal fatigue issues. The kidneys are also important for processing salt, so if you find that you're having salt cravings, you may also want to look at some kidney issues, especially if you have kidney problems in the family or if you have diabetes or other indicators that point to kidney issues. So salt your food, use sea salt, don't be afraid to put salt on things, and if you find yourself craving salt where you can't get enough salt, think about working with your adrenal glands and thinking about possibly checking out your kidneys. Kidney disease is just another one of those health issues that we seem to be confronting more and more in our culture today. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. Let's see what Charles has to say. Greetings, Charles. Hello there, Charles.
Yes, sir.
How's it going, my man?
Doing very well, sir. Thanks for taking the call.
What's cooking? How can we help you?
Listen, I appreciate the show so much, and I had gone to the doctor about 6 months ago, and I was having pain in one of the knuckles in my foot, and it turned out that I had gout.
Okay.
And in the process of being there, and just through the routine, visit to the doctor, they take your blood pressure and whatever, and they took my blood pressure, and it turned out my blood pressure was really high. It was like 160 over 90.
Okay.
And this is about 6 months ago. And subsequent to that, I went to the cardiologist. They put me on blood pressure medication. That kind of came into focus. The gout kind of went away. And everything was okay. But the blood pressure medication, of course, has all kinds of weird effects. Makes
right.
you feel really, really bad.
What did they put you on? What was it, do you know?
We had to try a whole bunch of different things. So there's a combination right now, and I don't have it right in front of me to read it to you, so I'm not sure.
Okay, go ahead.
But what's happened, you know, is of course I don't want to be on blood pressure medication, so
no.
I find myself keep trying to. I've changed to pretty much a plant-based diet, and I've lost a lot of weight, and everything's going pretty good. My blood pressure is not coming down, and I changed my job, and I'm kind of sedentary now all day at work, and I sit quite a bit, and I notice now that my legs really are kind of. I'm experiencing kind of pain and weird phenomenon in my legs. And I just wondered if there's anything I should be doing
there's plenty
with
you
high
can
blood
do.
Pressure. Okay.
Plenty you can do. First of all, how tall and how much do you weigh? How tall are you? How much do you weigh?
I'm like 6'3", and I weigh about 250.
Okay. Is that 250 football player 250, or is it not football player 250?
Yeah, I'm a pretty big framed guy, and I've always been very fit, but I'm 47, and so probably the last 5 years I've gained 20
around
or 30
pounds. Around the middle? In the back? In the belly area? Do you
have, belly, but pretty much evenly distributed. I mean, most people don't think that I look overweight,
Good. Any diabetes in the family?
No, but I was adopted, so I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, got it. Got it. Here's the thing. You probably have heard me talking about the triangle of disease, the three points where all disease begins, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and then the adrenal system. You have all the signs, everything you've told me about is all the markers of blood sugar problems. Gout, elevated blood pressure, problems with the weight, those are all signs that your blood sugar is starting to blood sugar control is starting to weaken. So, first of all, we need to stabilize your blood sugar. The most important thing you can do, and by the way, when you stabilize your blood sugar and correct insulin problems, blood pressure drops like a stone. In fact, blood pressure will drop so fast that you'll have to tell your doctor because it'll drop too low with the medication. So we want to stabilize your sugars and stabilize your insulin. And that's not just for you, Charles. It's for everybody out there listening. The first thing you want to look for when you have blood pressure problems is blood sugar and insulin issues. The gout just tells me, just confirms that, because gout is a notorious side effect of problems handling fructose and sugars. So we need to get your blood sugar control. And this is what you're going to need to do. First of all, you're going to need to take supplements that control blood sugar. The two most important are called chromium and vanadium. They're minerals that are very important for sugar control. If you use the Youngevity products, get the Sweet Ease, which is chromium and vanadium. Secondly, the B complex is very important for sugar control, especially vitamin B1, which is thiamine, and vitamin B3, which is niacin. Niacin in particular is extremely important for blood sugar control, but I don't want you to focus too much on niacin and thiamine. Take the entire B complex. As I was saying at the beginning of the program, the B complex is one of those supplements that you should just be taking all day long. Not once a day, not twice a day, but all throughout the day, especially after you eat any kind of meals that mess up your blood sugar. That means bread, pasta, grains of all kinds, rice, oatmeal, fruit juice, all those kinds of foods. So get yourself on the Sweet Ease or chromium vanadium. Get yourself on a B complex that has everything in it, especially thiamine and niacin. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great way to go because it's liquid and you can drink those B complex nutrients. There's a few more things I want to talk about. Can you stick with us through the break, Charles?
Sure.
Thank you so much. We're going to continue talking to Charles, Steve, and Linda. We'll get to you as well. And then if you want to talk to us, 866-582-9933 is the number. Folks, if you have any blood pressure problems, it is easy to treat, and blood pressure medications are the most toxic drugs, among the most toxic drugs of all, and you want to get off of them if you're on. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll come back on the bright side right after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. We're here 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you want to send me an email, ben@ksco.com. I'm a little bit behind on some of these emails that I'm getting, and I'm going to start reading some of these on the air because they're quite interesting and they're very instructive. If you like this whole idea of medical forensics where you backtrack and do this detective work around symptoms, reading emails can be very helpful, and I'm going to start doing that pretty soon. So if you have questions and you don't want to get on the air, send me an email. And then I'll try to address them personally. What I can't address personally, I'll try to get to on the air. We're talking to Charles, and we're talking about blood pressure. Charles, everything you talked about here, are you there, Charles?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So everything you're telling me, especially the uric acid issue, the weight issues, the fact that you've gained a little bit of weight as you've gotten older, all of those are indicative of blood sugar problems, and it's just the way it is in our country, in our culture. Everybody's going to have blood sugar problems unless they're paying strict, strict attention to what they're eating. So the good news is blood sugar problems are very easy to treat. And when I say blood sugar problems, I want everybody to hear blood sugar and insulin problems. If your insulin levels go up, your blood sugar may be normal, but it's still a problem. So what we want to do first and foremost with you, Charles, is we want to correct any blood sugar or insulin issues. We talked about chromium and vanadium. Those are probably the two most important things you could do. There's a product called Sweeties. Longevity makes a product called Sweeties. You can use that. Whatever you do, you want to get on 200 to 400 micrograms of chromium and about 100 or so of, I think it's 100 milligrams or so of vanadium. With every sweet meal or with every bready meal or with every pasta meal or with every meal, it wouldn't hurt you to do that. Secondly, you want to make sure that you're getting enough of the B complex, and I would be saturating my tissues with B complex all day long. The best way to do that, of course, is with liquid B complex. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great way to go, but if you do liquids, you can give yourself a nice level dose. The body always likes level doses. It doesn't like big spikes, and when you take a pill or a capsule, you get these big spikes in the blood levels of nutrients, and then the body has to adjust. But if you drink your nutrients and you do it gradually throughout the day, it's a much easier way for your body to get what it needs. So drink your B complex. Then there's two very important minerals for blood sugar control, magnesium and zinc. And magnesium and zinc are extremely important, but zinc is even more important than magnesium, and I'll tell you why. Zinc is very difficult to get from food. Magnesium you can find in green leafy vegetables and greens in general. Do you know, whenever you see the color green, that's magnesium. So anything that's green, any food that's green is going to be green because of the magnesium content. And magnesium is a little bit easier to get from your diet than zinc. Zinc deficiency is extremely common, and zinc is involved in hundreds of different chemical systems in the body. The immune system depends on zinc. The brain is very dependent on zinc. The hormone system is dependent on zinc. Collagen and the skin is dependent on zinc. And zinc is very important for sugar control. So you want to make sure that you're getting enough zinc as well. And then the omega-3 fatty acids, essential fatty acids, especially the omega-3 fatty acids, are also important for sugar control. If you find yourself, Charles, being one of those people that just can't get off of the bread or the pasta or the sweets, and many people are like that, then you want to increase your protein. Get yourself on a protein supplement and start off all your meals with a good protein supplement. I like whey protein. In fact, whey protein is probably the best protein going. But start off all your meals with a good protein supplement. Steak, my friends, is not good protein because there's so much other crap in there. The protein content of steak may be okay, but all the other stuff in there that you're getting when you get your steak is not so good. So I like people to use the protein powders. Whey is the best, but there's other ones too. If you can't handle the whey protein, Brazil nut protein, pea protein, hemp seed protein, these are all alternative sources of powdered proteins. The more protein you eat, the less you'll be craving sugars. Yesterday we talked about using tryptophan, the amino acid tryptophan, as a great appetite suppressant. You can also use 5-HTP, which is a precursor to tryptophan, and that also acts as an appetite suppressant and help you stay off of the sugars. But rest assured, Charles, if you control your blood sugar or insulin, your blood sugar will drop accordingly, and blood sugar or blood pressure medicines are really, really nasty drugs. And if you're on one now, you want to do everything you can do to get off of one. Hope that helped, Charles. Thanks so much for calling. And good luck with all of that. Let's see if we can get Stephen in before we have to go. Stephen, you there, buddy?
Hi there. Yes, I think you might have answered my one question with the previous caller, the weight issues, the blood pressure over several years, and we've taken the information that you told Charles. I think that may be exactly what I needed to hear.
Good deal. Thanks so much for calling.
I did have one other, if I could just slip it in. My oldest son, he's been complaining occasionally of tingling in the feet and a pulse in the right temple sometimes.
Okay. How old is he?
He is just turned 28, and he was taking the, the B and the D3. We were going to get some more, and that seemed to help him.
Okay. Tingling in the toes and the extremities, are you saying?
Well, I'm reading on the little card here. He says both feet and then sometimes the right temple.
Okay. Now, the feet is concerning because that's the extremities, and that's maybe a sign of diabetes or what's called neuropathy, which may be associated with diabetes. Any diabetics in the family? Any issues with diabetes in the family?
I'm not sure. History of diabetes?
Okay.
No, I don't think so, no.
Has he gained... Are you talking to your son there? Is he right there?
Oh, no, he's not here right now. I was reading a couple things he wrote for us to ask for him.
How's his weight? Has he gained weight? Has he noticed any changes in his weight?
His weight is okay, right? His weight seems to be okay. Uh-huh.
Well, has he noticed any changes in his weight?
Changes in the weight?
That would be something to ask. But here's the way you want to treat any kind of neuropathy. Neuropathy simply means something wrong with the nerves. Neuropathy means something's wrong with the nerves. And when you feel tingling in your fingers or your toes or your hands or your feet, typically that means there's some kind of neuropathy going on. That's what causes the tingling. Restless leg syndrome is similar to that as well, by the way, if anybody has restless leg syndrome. But anytime you have those tingling sensations in the extremities and you don't know what's going on, there's a couple things that you want to check. First of all, it may be a sign that blood sugar is starting to become a problem. That's the first thing that you want to check. The second thing is there's wonderful nutritional supplements, most especially the B-complex, electrolytes, and I'll tell you what electrolytes are here in a moment, and omega-3 fatty acids. So those are the three things you want to use if you have any kind of neuropathies, and that means tingling or pain or weird feelings in the nerves, especially at the extremities, the hands and the feet. So number one, drink the B complex, all of the B complex, the entire complex. Number two, the electrolytes. Electrolytes are electrical minerals, most especially potassium, calcium, sodium, magnesium, and phosphorus, and chloride. So those are the most important electrolytes. The best places to get your electrolytes are either colloidal mineral drinks, like the Ultimate Classic and the Tangy Tangerine and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, vegetable soups, and I'm not talking about Campbell's, and I'm not talking about, you know, Progresso or the stuff you get in the cans, but real vegetable soups and vegetable juices are wonderful sources of electrolytes. I've talked about bone soup in the past, and that's also a good source of electrolytes if you throw vegetables in there. The vegetables will give you the electrolytes. And then you can just take supplemental magnesium and supplemental calcium and all these nutrients in a supplemental fashion.
He has been taking the magnesium and the cardivite, those two.
You need a lot more than just magnesium. That's just one of them. So all of the electrolytes, magnesium, calcium, sodium, potassium, all of them. And then the third thing is the essential fatty acids. Very important for nerve conduction. Last week we were talking about how the essential fatty acids hold on to oxygen and keep that oxygen in the cell membrane. Well, nerve cell membranes are dependent on essential fatty acids like any other cell membrane is. And if you have a deficiency in essential fatty acids, you're going to have a problem with nerve cells, and that can cause the neuropathies that you're describing in your son. So three places to go are the B vitamins and copious amounts, generous amounts, the electrolytes, and the essential fatty acids. And please have your son be vigilant for diabetic or pre-diabetic symptoms, such as weight gain around the middle, cravings for sugary sweet foods, low blood sugar after he eats a meal where he feels like he gets really tired. These are all signs that he may be going into some kind of diabetes or pre-diabetic syndrome, and those are things you need to watch out for. Also, especially if his blood pressure goes up, that could be another sign. That's all we got time for, Steve.
Thanks
so much for calling. Appreciate your call on the bright side. Thank you.
Sorry
we didn't get to all our callers today. We'll be back again tomorrow, however. Feel free to call us at 866-582-9933 if you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. Call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. You can also get on my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link, and we'll get back to you with more information about the Youngevity products. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs for Doug Winfrey, for all the folks at GCN. Good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Stay tuned for Alex Jones on most of these stations. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.